No, no, I'm good, thanks. Okay.
You ready? Okay. Okay, the Tosos at the end of the Chof Testament Beis brings up the question that bothers all the Rishonim, which is that it seems pretty mochrach from the Gemara. It's certainly the Pashup Shad and the way pretty much everyone has to read the Gemara. In the end of the Gemara is that, right? The Mandar Marmal holds it's worth money because it's Mutter B'Hanah. What does it mean it's worth money because it's Mutter B'Hanah? It's worth money because someone would be poda in order to get Hanah. And our Girsa has, Dover Gern Lavon Lav Kamaman Tami. Right? So it's not worth money because you could be poda it later and use it. It's worth money because someone could be poda it now and use it. And the Hanah is fine because it's only Rabbi Yossi and Lili. The obvious problem that Tosas asks is, what about, right? How can someone be poda it now to get Hanah? What about by Rabbi Yossi? Right? Obvious question. And Tosos comes up here with a radical chiddush. Right? Mikan mochiach ri, shamashachon says of a daito levaro, eno over ba'osa shehiya. That there's no by Rabbi Matze if you're planning to destroy it. Shehdi amar over, akadi amar molar yosi, yakshi, if those so shalom, molar yosi shachal yataroa. Elevadi lo avar. So Tosos has two chiddushim. A, if you buy chametz to burn it, you're not over by Rabbi Matze. And B, why? The time of Misham, de lo yirah nitek lase l'kachino over shemavaro levaso. That toast does make it tonight here. That it's a lav hanitek lase, right? It is mefurish. Well, in some years is the Gemara, but most people understand that we discussed this much earlier in the year that the Rav Yochanan didn't see that, but it is. Mefurish according to some Gersos, and it's still Pashup Shad according to Tosef Gerson, Sadi Heim and Aleph, that Ba'yu Abayi Matzeh is a lav hanita glase. So Tosef says, since the lav hanita glase, the assay fixes the lav, so as long as you're planning to do the assay and do the assay, Tosef says, as long as you're doing the assay, then there's no problem. This is a tremendous chiddush that basically you're allowed to do a lav hanita glase as long as you plan to do the assay. There's a bit, it's not 100% clear exactly what Tosef means by this. Just in a practical sense, what are we not sure exactly what Tosas means? Does he mean that it's okay as long as you burn it right away, or as long as you burn it eventually? But what does it sound like?
It sounds like what the class is. You need it right away.
It sounds like it's what?
It could be that it's 3 hours later, but if you're das the whole time, it's to burn it.
Correct. It sounds like as long as you're das the whole time, it's okay even if you burn it later. That is certainly what it sounds like from the Tosas Rosh Mishan to the Tosas Rush, at least on the Daraisa level. the Tosas Made of Parrot sounds a little more like it's only if you're going to burn it right away. And that's how some Achronim interpret Tosas. What? Mechaz Rachel Bat Lo Siz Lashon. The Tosas Rosh Mishan and Rush also say you should burn it right away, but that's for a side reason, because of the Gzeira. So, the Tosas Made of Parrot, and then some Achronim want to say Tosas means if you burn it right away, they want to minimize the Chiddush of Tosas, but the simple Shan of Tosas is even if you're going to burn it later, as long as it's your das the whole time. Now, he doesn't say it's okay to be a total rush on Marusha and then change your mind, but as long as your das the whole time is to burn and you burn, it's okay, which is a big chiddush. Even if you say you burn it right away, it's a big chiddush.
Also, Lubas Sof sounds like eventually when it winds up being.
Correct. So, Pashup Shad and Tosas even later, even though Tosas Made of Parrot says, and some Achronim, the Chazan Ish and the Makor Chayim, think that Tosas means right away, but either way, it's a chiddush. Now, who's the most famous person who attacks Tosfos and pounces on him and pummels him? The Shagas Aryeh. And what's the Shagas Aryeh's basic problem with Tosfos?
He's true for all.
Yeah, he says, Tosfos makes a cloud. He says, it's mutter to do the Aveira al-Manas to burn it, because it's a Lavanit Glase. That means that's true for all Lavanit Glases. How you talking? It's mutter to steal if you intend to return it. It's mutter to leave your nosar if you intend to burn it the next day. It's mutter to, I don't know, for the ones to be Megarish's wife if he intends to remarry her. It's mutter to collect a mashkon, to collect someone's clothing as a mashkon as long as you plan to return it. it doesn't make sense. It seems ludicrous to say. mutter to like cut your whole field as long as you plan to get paid later. It doesn't make sense to say that you can do any aveira of all the lavim plaseis as long as you plan to get paid later. That doesn't seem to make sense. There's a fundamental machlokes between the Shagas Aryeh and the Tosos. And then, of course, that leads us to two basic ways of reading our sugya. You can take the Shagas Aryeh and say, Tosos makes no sense, then you have to explain our sugya somehow. Or you can take Tosos, and then you have to explain why we never found such a chiddush by other lavim, ha, nitakim, lase, or whatever the proper lavim nitak lases. Excuse me, sorry. So, but before we just figure out how to read the sugya, what lechora are they arguing about? What are the fundamental machlokes in the Shagas Aryeh and Tosos? Right, it's always nice to know what fundamentally someone's arguing about. What are the fundamental machlokes in the Shagas Aryeh and Tosos?
Does that statement didn't actually live in the first place, or is it just coming in some sort of
right, exactly. They're arguing that the concept of lavanit lase. What do we know for sure? What's a basic fact that we all learned in kindergarten? That lavanit lase, what did they say accomplish?
The malchus.
It takes away the malchus. Exactly how is the machlokus real from the shlokus? Which we're not sure exactly who says what. But for sure it takes away the malchus. The question is, how does it take away the malchus? Is it that the ase is a way of getting out of the malchus? You know, it's a way of fixing things and doing tshuva instead of getting malchus. Right? But it's still an aveira. So is it that the aveira is the aveira? The lav is the lav. The essay is a technical way to like improve things and get out of malchus. Or no. Or, what did lav and nikla say? If you do the essay, then you haven't done anything wrong. Really, the whole problem is with the lav is that you're not doing the essay. But if you do the essay, then it's fine. There's nothing intrinsically wrong with the lav. It's just that you're supposed to do the essay. So they seem to have a fundamental machlokes about the nature of lav and nitla essay. It seems to be, according to many, many Rishonim, the Ramban, I put the Ramban in the Makorshi because he just, I think, says it the most clearly, that this might tie into a machlokes in Girsa in Makos Daf Tesvav. This is, you might have noticed, this is one of those, I'm sure you didn't get into the sugi too much, because then you would never have gotten out. A very, very, very complex sugi just to work out the cheshbon. But there's two fundamentally different girsas. What's the machlokas of Makos Daf Tesvav? What's the machlokas there? What are the two mandarim about how lav and nikolasei works? Kimo v'lo kimo and bitlo v'lo bitlo. What does that mean? Kimo v'lo kimo. Is that if you're behind the essay, you get out of the malchus? And if you don't do the essay, you get malchus. Like, what happens when you do it? Bezin holds you in. Kimo v'lo kimo is to say, if you're mekayim the essay, you're potter. If not, give it to you right now. No, bitlo v'lo bitlo. If you eliminated the possibility of the essay, you get malchus. But as long as it's still possible, you don't. So right, what happens if it's still possible? Everyone agrees if you do the essay, you're potter. Everyone agrees if you eliminate the essay, you're chayav. The question is, what if it's still open? Do we say chemo putter, low chemo chayav, or do we say bit low chayav, low bit low putter? So that is machlokes between Yochanan and Rishlakish, and the yeah.
Doesn't that machlokes seem to be what machlokes seem to us in the
Shabbos? Quite possibly. Let us let me come at that. And the Gemara there says, this is where Yochanan and Rishlakish l'shitase that they argue about. What do they argue about? Hasra Sofek, whether Shema Hasra or not. Right, and we know that that Rabbi Yochanan holds Hasra Sofek is Shema Hasra, and Rabbi Yochanan holds Hasra Sofek is Lo Shema Hasra. The very confusing part of that sugya is the machlokes in Girsa. Which one of those matches chemo below chemo? Who holds chemo below chemo and who holds bitlo below bitlo? Right? It's mukhar. It's like chemo below chemo, bitlo below bitlo is totally an asra sothe. But there's two opposite yourselves. Which way? So, let's try to reconstruct them. I know they're very complicated, but I think that we can understand them on a pashup shot level. The one girsa is Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says that Rav Yochanan says hasra sothe. Shmei Hasra. Sorry. And according to Rashi, Rav Yochanan holds bit low, below bit low. And Rish Lakish holds Hasra Safik Lav Shmei Hasra. And he holds chemo, the low chemo. And what do they both have to come out? They both have to come out that there's a way to get Malkus. So how does this work? For Reish Lakish, Hasra Safik doesn't work. So how do you give Hasra? Right, what's Pshat? We'll put Pshat in blue. Pshat is, you give Hasra'a when he does the lav, and it's a Hasra'a's vadai based on status quo. Right? What does Reish Lakish say? Hasra'a stuff, it doesn't count. But it's okay, I hold chemo below chemo. I hold until you're Mekayim the lav, until you're Mekayim the say you get Malkus. So status quo, when you do the Avir, you get Malkus. So Hasra Zadai. He thinks status quo counts as Hasra Zadai. Right? Anything that the status quo will give you Malkus, that's Hasra Zadai. Oh, you can get out of it by being Mekayim, but the status quo gives you Malkus. And what does Rav Yochanan hold? He holds that when do you give Malkus? Sorry, when do you give Hasra'a? Give Hasra'a when he does the lav. And of course, what's the status quo? When he does the lav, status quo, he gets Malkus or not? No, because until he mevakel the essay, he doesn't get Malkus, right? Like, for example, if he steals something, until he, I don't know, throws it in the incinerator, he doesn't get Malkus because he can still do Hashavas Gzeila. If you assume only the Ben counts Hashavas Gzeila. Or, you know, if the Ma'anis divorced his wife, so until he kills her, let's say, and they have less colorful examples, or Madra less Rabim or something, then so he gives her when he gets the lav, and it's Hasra Safik. But that's fine, because he holds Hasra Safik Shmei Hasra. Right? That's Rashi's pshat. Now, what is, that's Rashi's Girsa. What is the, many, many other people's Girsa, right? The Rif, and we'll call it the Rambam, let's just call it the Rif's Girsa, right? That's good enough for now. What is the Rif's Girsa? He holds that, again, everyone knows what they hold about Hasra. It's just opposite shitas, what they hold about Lav and Lasei. So, what is Reish Lakish hold here? Hasra Safik doesn't count. And Bitlo below Bitlo. So, what is Reish Lakish Shita, according to this Girsa? When do you give Hasra? Right, exactly. You have to give Hasra when he's Vaday doing it, right? So, you give Hasra when he's Mivatel the Asay. And it's obviously Hasra Asmadai, because right now he's being Vatli Asay. You see him being Vatli Asay, the Vadai. And what does Rabbi Yochanan hold? That, what does Rabbi Yochanan hold? That he says, chemo below chemo. So what does he say? He says, you can try to give Hasra'a when he does the lav, let me say it better. Who sees the eraser? You give Hasra'a when he does the lav, and it's a Hasra Safek, because he might be Mekayim the Asay, but that's okay, because Hasra Safek Shmei Hasra. Right, that's the two ways of reading the Gemara, basically. Now, what is the machlokes between these two ways of reading the Gemara? What are they arguing about, these two girsos in the Gemara? So, sorry. So, according to Rashi's Gersa in the Gemara, what's the only time you can give anyone Hasra ever? You can only give someone Hasra when they do the lav. Right? You can only give them Hasra when they do the lav. And, according to the Rif's Gersa, when could you give someone Hasra? Right?
Let's,
exactly. So, what seems to be, and this is what the Ramban speaks out, within Reish Lakish, it's very clear. Or within Bitlo, a little Bitlo. Can be Masre Bishas Bito Haase, as opposed to you can't be Masre Bishas Bito Haase. Right? What are they arguing about? So the Ramban is a very nice Lashon. Thought I had it printed. Ah, here it is. What is the Ramban is very nice Lashon. What are they arguing about? So he says that Kevish and Nitka Rahman Lase in the Rif's Gersa, Ikara Shalab Bitla Sehim. What are they arguing about? At least within the minority, Bitlo Blo Bitlo. You can't be Master Shas Bitla Se. Why not? Because the Bitla Se is not the Avera. The Lab is the Avera. The real Avera is the Lav. As opposed to what is the Rif's Gersa hold? At least within the minority, Bitlo Blo Bitlo. The Ramban explains, the real Avera is not doing the Asay. So, where you put Bitlo Blo Bitlo, is it Asra Safe Bishas Halav or Asra Vadai Bishas Kiyum Asay? Bishas Bitlo Asay? Look over, they're arguing about this Chakira. Look over, Rashi holds that really the Lav is the Lav. The assay is just something that affects the malchus. The assay affects the malchus, so it affects the asra. But the lav is the lav. As opposed to, what is the risk here? So hold. So he says, no, you give him asra when he's about the assay. Oh, they all ask. You're not allowed to give someone asra when they just do a tenai of the isser. You have to give someone asra when they do the actual isser. That's our Ramban's question at the end here. He says that don't we know you have to give Asura when someone does the actual Isser, not the Tanai of the Isser. So he answers, no, the Bithel say is the actual Isser. I'll read it again. Kevin Shenitko Rahman al Asay, Ikaro Shalav Bithel Asayhu. The Ikar of the Lav is not doing the Asay. As opposed to Rashi, thinks, no, the Ikar of the Lav is the Lav. The Asay is something that affects your Malchus. So it seems to be, I'm sorry, that they might be arguing about Gufa, the Chakir we started with. What's the nature of lav hanitik lase? Is it a lav they say is a side point that affects malchus, like Rashi? Or no? The ikr is the bit lase. The ikr is the bit lase. I admit that if you look in the Rishon and other Rishonim there, you have more in between formulations. Maybe they're both the ikr, but the Ramban is very stark about this. The ikr is the bit lase. The lav is just a hesitancy of getting into the bit lase. But when do you give them the hasra? When he does the real isser. What's the real isser? The real answer is Bitl Asay. What is not as clear is, you know, if you look at Naman Rakimo Blokimo, Rashi is very clear. You give Asra and Falav, and that's Asra's Vadai, to the status quo. That's clear that that the real Avera is the Lav. That's why it's Asra's Vadai. Like, you could do something to get out of it, but you're doing the Avera here. Within this shita, meaning according to the Rif, they showed as far as, and Tosos in the end is quoted by many people referring to this Gersa, this is not as clear because you give an Asra when he does the lav, you can interpret one of two ways. You could say, well, the Iker is really the lav, and if Asra itself, you don't know what happened, you can say, no, the Iker is not doing the assay, but according to my number, Asra itself, you should be Asra, you're allowed to give Asra in advance. Clear and effusive. You can hold Asra if something's okay. You can give Asra in advance of something because even though you don't know whether he's going to do it yet or not, that counts. So this is, you know, not as clear if you hold chemo below chemo what the ikar is, whether the lav is the ikar, or that sra is really going on the ikiyomasei, just the only time to do it is the lav. So you could say that no, that only according to Reish Lakish in this Yersa do we see the ikar is the bittul asay, because that's when you give asra and asar survive. You don't give him any asra when he does the lav. According to Reish Lakish, you don't give him any asra when he does the lav. You only give him asra when he's bittul asay. That clearly seems to make it very ikar. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you could also say the ikar is not doing the asay, just the only time to give asra, and that is when he does the lav. Or you could say, no, maybe Rabbi Yochanan holds the ikar the lav. But one thing is very, very clear, I hope. sorry, let me use dicey, is that there's a fundamental machlokas here. What's the nature of lav and itul asay? Is it a lav is a lav and the asay is a technical way out of malchus? Or is it that no, the problem is itul asay, the lav is just a way to get to the not doing the asay? And I think that this chakira might be what is underlying our sugya. If you then take this to our sugya, and lav hanita la'asei is the real aveira, is the lav, and the asei is to get out of malchus, or the real aveira is not doing the assay, and the lav is a hesitancy of not doing the assay, the nafkamina would be, right? And also, I think the nafkamina would be in our sugya of chametz. It should be aser l'shahos chametz afilu daito levayer, or which is the opinion of the Ri. Now, the only thing that we have left to explain is, according to each of these tzvadim, according to the Shagas Aryeh side, how do you explain our sugya? And according to the Ri side, how do you explain the fact that we don't find this heter anywhere else in Shas? So let's start with Shagas Aryeh side. How do you explain our sugya? If really you're not allowed to do a lot of nitzel asay just because you plan to do the essay, then why in our sugya can you get a handoff from Yosef Lili? Tishbisu
can be different. Applies even before the lav is done.
Okay, good. Who says that? Okay. Klisha Rebbe in the end of Makor Chayim. What else?
You could say Nana Bodin and it just becomes hip.
Right. Who said that? Actually, a few people like that shot. The Sfas Emes. It's also Rav Chana mentions it here in the Ur Sameach mentions it. So,
what about our sugya? So there's a few ways to explain our sugya. One is the Sfas Emes Podeh.
He says maybe he has a chaf. Be Podeh it without being kona, and then it's hefker, and then you can be nana from it. That's the Sfas Emes' chaf. He says in our sugya, it doesn't mean you'll own it and it's okay to love and to lasay. In our sugya, it just means you'll be Podeh it and leave it hefker, and then you'll be nana from the hefker. Right? This Sfas Emes is a big assumption that you can be poed to something without buying it. What chakira does that remind you of?
Not good.
Similar, right? Flip side. The whole nature of Hektish, right? If Hektish is primarily got an Isser and Pidyon is primarily a Makir, then maybe if you want to, you can be poed to without being Koneh. If Hektish is primarily about Bailus, then maybe the only way to be poed to is to change the Bailus. It's also not so posh that it's not called Bayur Vayimatze if something's hefker written under your control. It might still be under your control. Okay, that's Sfas Emes. The Shagas Aryeh himself has a very machodesh answer.
What does Shai Zarya say? Exactly. Pode, pachos, pachos, mikazayas. Right?
Pachos mikazayas means you take half a kazayas. Pachos, pachos mikazayas means you take 9/10 of a kazayas at a time. This is based on his assumption. There's no bai rabba yimatze in pachos mikashir, which is an assumption of his. If you assume that no bai rabba yimatze in pachos mikashir, you could be pode 9/10 of a kazayas at a time and be nana from it, and then it'll be gone, and then you'll be pode the next 9/10 of a kazayas. Okay, bit of a strange okimta. The anyone have any other ways that you can explain our sugya? So there are actually quite a few ways to explain our sugya. The Chiddush Ran says lo yifter ad shefar nisok
tachas tavshilo.
He says maybe you'll first put it in your stove and burn it, and then be poda it after it's already burning, and once it's already burning, there's no bai rabba yimatze. Like you light it first and then poda it.
You're over a meal first and then
what? No, the Gizbar lights it first. This is the way the Gizbar wants to sell it. After all, isn't the Gizbar allowed to like take things and change their form in order to be able to get more money out of them? Right? If the Gizbar is wood, he can build it into a closet and then sell it to make a profit. Now here it's a little backwards, right? But he can make it worth less money in order to make a profit. Because otherwise no one will pay for it. Okay. You could also say that this is a little unclear to me in the... anyone remember the Lashon Tosfos of Peretz? What was Lashon Tosfos of Peretz? Kevin Shemachazar of Havatla. What's the end of the sentence? Hariyu Kimavur. What does that mean? Does that mean he's a lava nitzig lase? So it's also possible that, or maybe, mutter for a different reason. Maybe it is mutter to keep chametz that you're burning, but not because of lavanit glase, for a different reason. What's the Tosfos of Peretz say? Does he say because of lavanit glase? What does he say? Since you're trying to burn it, it's like it's burnt. What does that mean? What? Since you're trying to burn it, it's like it's burnt. It sounds to me like he's focusing on that chetza, no? So I'm not sure what he means, so I'll play with it.
What about other nita glasses?
What?
I stole it with the intent to give it back. It's as though it was given back.
Yeah, but does that really make... I don't think that's what he means. I'll tell you what I think he means. What I think he means is that this is Tosfos a little bit l'shitase. Remember the beginning of the perek where Tosfos says, like, if you don't know where something is, then that's not considered like bai rabba yimatze. So maybe what he means is, question, Tosfos made in Peretz. Maybe what he means is that if you're trying to burn it, then that's not called nira v'nitza. That's like mavur, right? Like the avalanche falls on it, it's like mavur. Why? Because it's not accessible to you. Now, here it is accessible to you, but what Tosfos and your parents might think is that maybe it's a local by Rabbi Yimatze did. Right? And this would be taking one step further than all the other Tosfos. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, if you, you know, you search for it and you couldn't find it, then that's not by Rabbi Yimatze. It's not nearer of a nimsa to you. If it's like the animal hides it, that's not by Rabbi Yimatze. It's not nearer of a nimsa to you. So maybe if you're trying to burn it, that's not called Nira Venimsa. Nira Venimsa means it's available to you for like using. But if you're trying to burn it, then maybe that's not Nimsa to you. Nimsa means available. Here you're trying to burn it. Now it's a Chiddush because just something psychologically you do can make it Kimavur. But if you really mean the Lashon of Kimavur, then maybe it means the local by Rav Al-Yumatze Chiddush that it's not called Nira. Nira means it's available for use, not you're trying to burn it. Nimsa means available for use, not you're trying to burn it. If you're trying to burn it, maybe that's mafkia, the gedder of Valyura Valyumatze.
I didn't see this certain side, but I thought trying to indict in Tosfos. Tosfos says you're not over because you're daitel the Valyura, even from the beginning. In all these other cases, you can't be das to do the essay even from the beginning. I mean, the whole time when I had the chavit was in order to burn.
Okay, hold that thought. Hold that thought.
Could it also mean it's like it? Similar to the idea of the Svasen,
that once you don't want it, it is like...
As if you don't own it.
Maybe it says, if you don't own it. Oh, what makes... See, the problem is that you can't do bittel after the zman. But unless you're like this, hold on. You can't do bittel after the zman, right? You think it's just like bittel, right? What does bittel mean? It's not worth anything to me, so it's mutter. Problem is you can't do bittel once the zman starts, but you can do bittel once during the zman of Pesach if you don't own the chametz yet, right? Everyone knows in the old days, when they used to bake matzah during Pesach, what if something falls on the floor and sits for 18 minutes and becomes chametz? How do you get out of your bali matzah? Exactly. Right, you ever bake Erev Pesach matzahs? Everyone has to stay before they start. Anything that falls off and that gets lost and that I don't bake is batel. You can. So maybe it's like, I hear what you're saying, it's like he's mevatel before he buys it. Once you buy it, it's too late to be mevatel during Pesach. But before you buy it, maybe you can be mevatel it. So maybe, just like you can mevatel before it becomes chametz, before he buys it, he's mevatel it. How is he mevatel it? By being osteik and burning it. Right, or, all right, so let's, Tosus Ben Peretz says, I like that idea. It's kimavuar, so why? Maybe it's like bittel, and even though you can't do bittel on Pesach, you can before you buy it, and maybe over here, you already started this before you bought it, or it's not nirev and nimsa. But I think it's clear that Tosus Ben Peretz is trying to stick in something to not have to say la venita la seik, because he doesn't want to take on the Shagas Aryeh. So instead he's being a local din, and I'll just round up this list, both for being David and the Maram Chalava assume that the special heter only according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. See, we would not pass in this heter. Only Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds its mutter to keep chametz to burn it. Why? Because he says you're allowed to get hana'ah. So now, I might have thought, he says you're allowed to get hana'ah. Oh, if you can't own it, how can you get hana'ah? So he only asked hana'ah from chametz of a guy. But he's saying, no, if he says you're allowed to get hana'ah, that means you're allowed to get hana'ah from your chametz. Oh, how can you be allowed to get hana'ah from your chametz if you can't have chametz? So the answer must be, he holds the special heter to get hana'ah from burning it. Therefore, it's okay to have chametz as long as you're trying to get hana'ah from burning it, because if exeris hakatzah, will leave you Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The Maram Chalava says something much crazier than that. Matter of fact, I'm going to quote it outside, you're all going to accuse me of lying. Or being a reform rabbi. So, the 5.1, Rabbi David says, exeris hakatzah, shemutter l'shahoso kidei lehanos. Misrei Faso, right? He says, it must be for Yosef Aglili, like Zeres HaKasav, by Rabbi Yimotze, except for being Nana from burning it. Because after all, there's a Heter Hanah. The Maram Chalava goes even further. He says, he just throws, does anyone have it here? Have the Kovetz? No. He just throws out this line, there's no posture thing. He says, well, according to Yosef Aglili, of course you're allowed to keep Chametz, Lahamid Bakrai Hamita. Right? He says, of course you can keep it like to prop up your bed. Like if one of the four legs of the bed is short, so you put something underneath. Lismoch l'akray amita. So of course you're allowed to keep chametz over Pesach according to Rabbi Yosef Lili. And that seems very radical. What happens about your Avali Matze? Right? But he says, Mefurish, according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, you're allowed to keep chametz for non-food use on Pesach. What happens about your Avali Matze according to Rabbi Yosef Lili? What do you have to say? What? It's only for food, exactly. He would have to say, Rabbi Yossi Aglili say, by Rabbi Yimotze, it's much about not. How could it be by Rabbi Yimotze? Say, no, by Rabbi Yimotze is for things that are meant for eating. But even if it's edible, but if you intend to use it for non-eating, then it's perfectly fine. That would be a tremendous chiddush of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. I mean, this would be very radical. We don't pop like this anyway, but he would have to say that Lefi Rabbi Yossi Aglili ain by Rabbi Yimotze. Ella and Cain, miyuad la'afila. There's nobody, Rabbi Yimotze, unless it's meant for eating. That is a radical thing, but he says straight out, according to what he said, Lili, you're allowed to keep chametz on Pesach to prop up your bed with.
What's the case in the Gemara on Ben
Hay? No, but that's where. That, even according to the Chachamim, why? Because then it's not. Then you have done a maisa of smearing it with cement on the outside to be mafkiyah from the getter rochel. That's not what the Maram Chalava means. Because then it would be even not like Rias Gli. He means even if you don't do a mice. Yes, sir, if you do a mice that it changes identity, Gavaldic. Everyone agrees. If you do a mice that it changes identity. But if you didn't do a mice that it changes identity, then it seems like very radical. Marmolova says it. What can I do? Now, let us go to the other side of the equation. If you say like the Re, then why isn't this mutter by other lavim hanitha glase? Then you have to come with some technical explanation for why. If you have this radical kiddush about lavim glase, but don't repeat what you said at first yet. So why isn't mutter steel I'm going to ask to return and other things? So how do you get out of that? What? What? So basically, if you look at the Oneg Yontif, I'll first tell you an Oneg Yontif, Simon Lamed, I know it's not in the chorus. Basically, you have to give a technical explanation, right? You can give lots of technical explanations. A, the Shut Oneg Yontif, Lamed, says, there's a gzera by everything else that it might be destroyed. This is very clever. What does he say? He says, really, it's mutter to do any lav you plan to do the essay, but what's the problem? What if the item gets destroyed and you never end up doing the essay? Sure, it's mutter to steal if I plan to return it, but what if it gets destroyed? It's mutter to harvest my whole field by planting a pail later. But what if it gets destroyed? It's mutter to go into someone's house and take a collateral as long as I plan to return. What if it gets destroyed? The only thing there's no gzera in is chametz, because if it gets destroyed, then taka the yasei was done. Gevaldik. What? No, maybe it'll get destroyed through non-burning. Right? If I leave over the nose intending to burn it, maybe it won't be burnt. But since we pass, he says, it only works according to Chachamim, not according to Yehuda, that is possible called Davar, there's no need for Xerah, because even if it gets destroyed, I've done the essay.
Well, the Shaka Zari, I think at that point, says that you're being without the mitzvah of eating the kachim. So you also...
Correct. You could get out of that. You could get out of that one, correct? And basically, the Chedush Yerim also gives a technical explanation in the beginning, right? What does he say? He says, there's a special gzeres hakatzav, basically in every other case. Basically he says, yeah, of course lava nitilase is okay as long as you plan to do the essay. There's just a special gzeres hakatzav in every other case. Stealing almanas to return, everyone knows, chazal darshan, special drush of lo signo of almanas l'shali. There's special gzeres peya. How come it's not okay to carve the whole field and pay it later? The special gzeres hakatzav of Baal Ta'akher that you're not allowed to give pay on later. Right? What are some of his other things? He says, well, how about the Ma'anes who divorces his wife? Ah, because he can't have Das. There's only intents of Das to remarry her because maybe she won't agree. so basically he says, in every case there must be some special reason. The special gzeres hakatzav, or it's not the yado. Right? So basically, the ma'anis who divorced his wife is not the yado to remarry her, so that's why he can't have daito to do the essay. And the guy who steals, even though it's the yado to return it, the special gzeres hakatzav to aser. And the guy who harvests his whole field, even though it's daito to get paid later, the special gzeres hakatzav. So basically, they really think that every lama nitlase is fine as long as you plan to do the essay. They just end up having to find a technical reason why it's not fine by every case. But chametz, and I don't know, maybe I'll come with one or two others, although I haven't seen anyone explicitly who gives one or two others. The Chazan Ish, what is it? The Chazan Ish also gives, it's still...
There's no Isser in the Kenyan.
What?
There's no Isser in the Kenyan.
Exactly. What does he say? The Chazan Ish says that in all other cases, the lav happens before you try to do the essay. He's assuming you have to do it right away. In all other cases, the lav happens before you try to do the essay. Why? Because every other lav, the lav is the maisa. And when you do the maisa avera, you haven't tried to do the essay yet. You're doing the opposite of the essay. But in Bayer Rav Yimotze, what's the lav? Is the lav buying chametz? What's the lav? owning chametz. By the time you own the chametz, you're already trying to do the essay. Except for chametz, where the lav is owning, not buying. So he says he is a little more moderate. He says, you know what? It's fine to do a lav as long as you want to do the essay right away. But in every other lav, when you're doing the lav, you can't want to do the essay yet, because when I steal, I'm not trying to return it yet. And when I cut my field, I'm not trying to give pay yet. And when I take someone's collateral, I'm not trying to give it back yet. The only case that you could already be trying to fix it when you do the lav is by Rabbi Matzeh, because the lav doesn't start till after you buy it, when you're holding on to it. By the time I'm holding on to it, he assumes I'm already beyond, that's just found in Tosos, I'm trying to get rid of it. So these are two basic approaches to lav and glase. You could say lav and glase, the lav is usher, the assay is just a side point, and then you have five ways of explaining our sugya. Or you could say, no, lav and glase, as long as you're trying to do the assay, or as long as you can do the assay later, according to Shearim, he's very radical, as long as you plan to do the assay, even if you don't actually do it, it's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with it as long as you plan to do the assay. Then why don't we find other examples of this answer? We come up with some explanation. So that is a little tricky. That is a little tricky because, I mean, this ties back to the whole Rav Chaim, but then it's not going to work because this whole point is that it wasn't Mitzvah Lasse. One second, where was this part of the Oneg Yontif? Here we are. So what he says is that he's not so clear that you are... he says, Tiskayim rotsin atorsha lo yehei ba chametz v'ana shal klum od v'yotzu lo'or machshav t'shchassu l'shiyasher shlo yinechshu k'omono. He says, even though you're not Mekayim the Asay, he thinks since what the Torah wanted happens, then you haven't violated the law.
If I return somebody's stolen object, if he's not...
That is seems to be what he's committing himself to. You're right. That is a little that is a little radical. But what does he say here? Yeah, he says even if you don't do the assay, you've still gotten rid of your chametz. You still don't have chametz anymore.
As long as the Sharim says.
What?
As long as the Das can do it, it doesn't matter if you fail.
Right, but he says you automatically succeed, because as long as you're trying, right, either you'll do it or it'll happen on its own. You're right, he's making a big chiddush that you don't actually have to do the essay, you just have to, like, not have the essay not done. As long as the point of the essay is done, that's good enough. So you're right, he's making a chiddush that you don't actually have to do the essay, because Chidush HaRim is saying you don't have to do the essay because at least at the time you were planning to, so it's not your fault.
There's a bigger chiddush than just saying it's true. Saying it's Shevat Lassi, because there you should do something to get into...
Yeah, it is a big chiddush, but that's what the Oneg Yontif is willing to say. Check it out, Simon Lamed. Now, I just want to end with Gutenberg. What does Gutenberg say? It could be that there's Svei Dinim Lamed Nitzel Lasse, right? That's what you were saying? Who were you quoting?
I was only saying one, two sides.
What? The Chiddush HaRim at the end, and this is not so famous as the Chiddush HaRim at the end here. It's more famous as the Sheet of the Makor Chaim. If you want to know where the Makor Chaim is... he is in the beginning of Taf Lamed Aleph, the end of Akdama. Like there's a 5-page Akdama to Taf Lamed Aleph, so at the very end. But it's also Jerem here at the end. He says that maybe neither side is right. Maybe the answer is that there's two kinds of lavanit of Asay. Now that's a big finish, because there's only one sugya of lavanit of Asay. But he suggests maybe there's two kinds of lavanit of Asay. There's one kind of lavanit of Asay where what's really wrong is not doing the Asay. The lav is the echitim, not doing the assay. The ikr is the assay. And there's one kind of lav in the assay where the ikr is the lav. The assay is just a way to do tshuva. Right? So what is third shot? Is that there are beis dinim. Balyin ra, balyin matzei. And then you explain everything. Right? Our sugi makes sense. The rest of shots makes sense. Balyin ra, balyin matzei is the kind of lav in the assay where the ikr is really the essay. The lav is just backing up the essay. But most of the others, I'm not going to say all, because maybe there's one I'm not thinking of, but the other classic ones we're thinking of, like Zela, and like Nosar, and like the lod yuchal garsha kol yama, then like osavol beisol lavo rabolto, those, the lav is the ikr, the asay is just a way of doing tshuva. So he says, no, there's two kinds. The all of shas, of course you're not allowed to do the aveir just because you have mind to do the asay, because there the lav is the ikr, the asay is just a way to do tshuva. But by rayuavayimatsa, you're allowed to do the lav having in mind to do the asay. Because there, of course, the asay is ikr, the lav is just a hitinsa of not doing the asay. Okay, what gives him the right to know? How does he know which kind is which? So what's the litmus test he suggests?
Well, said in Hashem, he said you can put yourself in position so you can be able to the asset. You have no comments.
No, because that might depend on when the essay is chal, what the nature of the essay is, but correct, meaning if you hold like the Mordechai quote in the beginning of the second, right, that you're allowed to save some comments after chatzos to do the essay, but even better, how does he know? What gives him the right to know that Bali Rabbi Yamati is one kind and most of the others are another kind? So he gives a litmus test. Right? He's not just making it up to explain the sugyas nicely. He says very commonsensical. It's not even lundish, just common sense. He says, most of the other Lavanis of assays, the only way to do the assay is to do the lav. Can you do a Shabbos Zela without stealing? No. Can you, right? Can you do the burning noser without being moser? So if the only way to do the essay is through the lav, then obviously the lav is the ikra, and the essay is just a way of doing tshuva. But in Bayur Abayimatzeh, what did the Torah say? And this is really saying what Shmuel is saying in different words. In Bayur Abayimatzeh, what did the Torah say? Everyone tashbishus arim bateichem. Everyone should be tashbishus arim bateichem. Right? Regardless of whether or not you violated the law. So he says very pashut. If the essay is only chal on someone who did the law, that shows the essay is tuple to the law. But if the essay is chal on everyone and then the law is chal on people who didn't do the essay on time, that shows the law is just tuple to the essay. Now, this gets a little tricky because this seems to be against the concept called law shekidmo essay back in Makos there, but that depends on the whole Shoshone whether kidmo essay is referred to literarily or chronologically. Or rather textually or chronologically, and we won't get into that now.
Why does it have to be, why does, according to this, not to be Kidmo Essay at the same time?
Correct. Or it could be that Kidmo Essay means something else there. We're not going to get into that. Anyway, Lamaisa, so there are three sheets about Lavan and Lassay that come out of our Sugya. Bushagas Ari is one sheet, very posh on one side of the spectrum. The most acronym is Tosos has a very posh sheet on the other side of the spectrum. And the Makor Chayim, the Chodesh Ram, in his Maskana, right, here, Sivos, and the Chidush Rim in his Maskana, say that no, there are two types of lav and ikra, let's say, and you can know logically using Balabatish common sense here which type is which, because if the assay is only chal on every yamin, that shows it just tumbles to the lav. The assay is chal on everyone, and the lav is just chal on people who forgot their assay, that shows the lav is tuffel to the assay. Okay. and that ends our. Mi'ila Sugya.
I see somebody else steal something from somebody else, and I go and I take the Zela, the Chas of the Zela, and give it back to the original. Am I now Makayim Hashavas Gzela, or only Hashavas Gzela?
Pashas, you're not Makayim Hashavas Gzela. It says that Mehishas Gzela Asher Gazal. So Pashas, not. You might be behind Hashavas Aveda, right? Because Rechaim says every Zela is also an Aveda. But Pashas, not. I know that would be a way of going into the CS. Okay. The next, so you have the famous four way machlokas as to what the din of comments on Pesach. Now we're really getting into nitty gritty of Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, right? I don't think I need to go over the Gemara, but we had right before we get to Rav's Maskana, right? We have Tochzmano. All right, what are the shitas in Tochzmano? What are the, how many shitas are there in Chavetz Tochzmano?
Three.
Okay, what are they?
So you're asking amongst them, right? You're asking them.
Yeah. What are they?
According to Rav, that Beimei Menushul Mino Asur Masha.
Right, because he holds.
Sukhav Yehuda.
And?
Zeyre Mino Asur.
Good. According to Shmuel.
Shmuel holds Sukhav Yehuda, but. So Min Bimino's Asur Masha, there's no Zera, so Min Shana knows.
Okay, right, good. And Rabbi Yochanan?
Shishir, Batan.
Oh, right, holds regular, just, let's call it Batal B'Shishim, right, because he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, he holds like we do, like most of Rishonim do, like we do, Allah Ma'is and Shulchan Aruch, that Min Minu, Min Shana Minu are all B'Shishim. Gavaldik. They also have a machlokas of an achris mano. Maybe we'll come back to that. What is Rav Paskin? So what is Rav Paskin? Hilchasa? Bismano, bing, bimino, bing. He passes it? Really? That's what it says in our Gemaras, right? But most of the Shonim didn't have this Girsa, right? Isn't that what Tosis proved? Even the Shonim who agreed with this mostly didn't have this Girsa. Right? Helso chavis vizmano, bein gamino, bein shalom gamino, aser bit aser. Then we add b'mashu karab. So, the problem is that, what's the basic problem with? Very, very pashuk. Forget about mashu karab. If Rav is saying, helso chavis vizmano, bein gamino, bein shalom gamino, aser. It sounds like he's saying it's aser b'mashu, or it's just aser, you know, up to shishim. What's a simple shot if you've just been reading the Gemara innocently? Aser b'mashu, right? Rav of the Machir said aser b'mashu, Rav Yochanan of the Megel said it's b'tel b'shishim, and he's coming to say aser. He's obviously puzzling the Machir as aser b'mashu. Pashup shot in the Gemara is clearly b'mashu k'rav, right? It's obvious that pashup shot in the Gemara. So why would anyone think to question that pashup shot in the Gemara? Because? Because it's Meiniach, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, almost everyone knows that we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Why did I say almost everyone? Exactly. So, there are four ways. For Rashi, it's not a problem at all. But for those who do have a problem, there are three ways of explaining the Shita of Rava. Right? So, Rashi says, Bin Mashahu, and what's the reason? Because Taimalon here Rav Yehuda, like Rav. Rashi has no problem, because Rashi is somewhat of a Shitas Yachid, right? All the Rishonim assume that who, when they were younger, thought like Rashi? Which important posek? The Rif originally thought like Rashi, but then changed his mind. All the Rishonim have a Masorah that the Rif used the Paskin like Rav Yehuda, but then changed his mind. Rashi is the only one who, in almost all places in Shas, right, there's one place in the Mazar where he passed like the Chachamim, but in most places in Shas, he passed his Mefurash like Rabbi Yehuda. And that's what Rashi says here. Shmaya, the Pasuk Rabbi helps us to call his friendship with Tara, Min Vina Mashu, Loshan, and Rachamim to Sari Sari, and Loham also to Gosh, Lomina, not to Minan. Right, Shmaya, Chalif, Shinaf Lithera, Oser Bim, Mashu, Vachain Halacha. Vada Kamil, like his friendship with Shisham, Shalom, Bim, Minan. So Rashi says, this is his Makor. For Pasen and Bimbamina Mashu. Why? Because it's Rava talking. And Rava says he's being like Rav. Again, whether it's the Girsa or not. Pashup Shad is Rava's agreeing with Rav. Right? So that's whose Lashon he's quoting. Right? And therefore, Rava's pretty much supposed to be awkward of Shas. He's not literally in Basra, because there are Amarama come after Rava. But out of the people who are mentioned a lot and who argue a lot and have a lot of Shitas, he is basically the, you know, the latest generation, and we always pass like him except for Yalkayam. Therefore, for Rashi, this is the makor of Rashi saying the Shita that Min Bamino is Mashahu. But if you don't hold Min Bamino Mashahu, then what are the other ways of interpreting Rava? So, this is Tosos in the beginning of Tosos, right? Right? This is also Rabbeinu Tam in the beginning, right? Isn't this the quote of Rabbeinu Tam somewhere? So, first he. Rabbi Natan Omer, Chol Eloinim Rayos, Ein Olach Lo Kiv Yehuda, Ve Lo Kiv Rav, etc., etc. Right, suppose we're going to Rav, Lo Mitame, right, if we assume the soul of Rabbi Natan, but that seems to be, you know, at least Tosos in the beginning, and Rov Rishonim. Almost all the Rishonim say this way, right? Bim Mashu, but not for the reason of Rav. Rav says because the old Mimim of Mashu, and we say because of, Dani? Exactly. Meaning this is a new Shita that wasn't in the Gemara yet. There was no Shita in the Gemara yet that said we're going to make a Mashu we're out of thin air because of Chomer Dechavit. Oh, Rav says Gozer Eino Mino Asu Mino. Well, this Rav has a new Shita out of thin air. He's making an Isser Mashu because of Chomer Dechamis, even though there's no Isser Mashu to start with.
It's a totally separate Chomer Dechamis. It's not Chomer Dechamis, it's every passing Rav Yehuda.
That is actually a bit of a debate among the Rishonim. The Ravid says explicitly, it's not chomer d'chametz to pass like Rabbi Yehuda, because then we'd have to have a double chomer d'chametz, one to pass like Rabbi Yehuda and another making zera. He says, no, it's a one-step chomer d'chametz.
It would be machmir like Rabbi Yehuda.
Right. So that's what most Rishonim sound like.
Right, because otherwise it would be deraisa, right?
What?
So otherwise it would be deraisa.
Now, you see, it's a little funny, the whole idea, because of chomer you pass like Rabbi Yehuda, if that's not the way the halacha is, although we do find that in Avodah Zarah by Yai Nesach Lamish. But no, it wouldn't be deraisa, because a chomer d'chametz, not that we'll pass like Rabbi Yehuda, because a chomer d'chametz, we will, you know, implement Rabbi Yehuda's nice idea, even though it's not really the din Torah. Okay, what's the most radical shita? Exactly. Right, who holds this? Rabbi Tom famously, and who agrees with him? The Balamor. Yeah? Well, that's what he seems to say at the end of Tosfos, although both the Rabbi Tom and the Balamor didn't actually implement this Lamaisa. The Ran also leans this way. The Ran leans this way as well. In both the Chidushim and the Pirush on the Rif, he sort of, you know, said, oh, I think this really makes the most sense without really committing himself. He says, nope. Ad Shishim Kirav Yochanan. Even though it's a little funny in the Lashon Gemara, because he says, Usher, Yochanan was Davka the Matir, and why didn't he just pass like Yochanan's life across the board? Nonetheless, they held that he held like Yochanan. What's the fourth Shita? The Rambam. And? The Mulchamos, and the Ritva. In the end, doesn't seem to like it. He says, if not for my Rebbe, the Ramban, you know, I would say, etc. And I generally assume people say, if not for, that means that, it doesn't really mean they're not saying it because of the Ramban. It's just his way of saying, like, you know, I don't want to, like, argue too explicitly. But the Ritva and the Mulchamos of the Rambam said, Din Mashu, but for a new reason. What's the reason? Exactly, because chametz is a davar sheish lamatirin.
No, I'm saying both.
What?
If chomer d'chametz plus.
Ah, so they start out, meaning they obviously assume you wouldn't invent a mashu in thin air because of chomer d'chametz, right? Otherwise, they would have just said mashu, right? What's the only precedent we have in the sugya for chomer d'chametz? What's the only precedent we have in the Rav Shmuel or Yochanan for what can chomer d'chametz accomplish? Exactly, can only make ain't no mino asu mino. So they say gavaldin. Davar sheish lamatirin asur is mino, and then just like in Rav, chomer d'chametz can extend it to ain't no mino. Right? They're not willing to say like Rav Rishonim that chomer d'chametz asur is both mino and ain't no mino b'mashu. No, all chomer d'chametz can do is zayir ain't no mino asu mino is equate ain't no mino with mino, and ain't no mino is the cause of a Chomer d'chametz, or right. So in the end, they have to rely on chomer d'chametz, seemingly. The Rambam will have to come back to extend it to ain't no mino. But that's what their incentive to say this child, they have to rely on chomer d'chametz anyway. Because in the Chav Testament days, chomer d'chametz didn't invent an isur mashu; it just extended isur mashu from mino to zera of ain't no mino. So then they feel comfortable. Yeah, we have precedent for saying that chomer d'chametz can extend from mino to ain't no mino. But we still have to cover Mino. Mino is covered by Davar Sheish Lamatirin. Get involved. Okay, so I want to start with the discussion of Davar Sheish. Yeah.
That's not within Rav Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. Within Rav, you have it created out of nowhere, assuming that Rav holds like.
Not according to the Rambam and the Mochamas and the Ritva.
Or they think that he holds the Rav Yehuda?
No, he holds Davar Sheish Lamatirin.
And then you put on the cover.
Davar Sheish Lamatirin is a regular rule. That's not a cover to cover. That's a regular rule. Again, it might be the rabbanan rule, but it's a regular rule, right? Not chomer d'chametz, it's a kultur kula principle. That's what I meant to say.
Why do you have to bring chomer d'chametz in?
Because davar according to almost all Rishonim, only aser is min b'mino. But why is chametz bein b'mino and shalom mino aser? Because chomer d'chametz for gozer ain't mino aser mino. Okay, now, is it so pasha that chametz is a davar sheish lamatirin? Right? So, let's talk about davar sheish lamatirin.
is chametz a davar sheyesh lo matirin? So, right, the Ramban, and the Ritva say yes, and all the other Rishonim say no, right? Rabbeinu Tam obviously says no, because it has to be both Lashishim, right? And and Rashi obviously says no. Otherwise, what's the proof that we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda? And the other Rishonim obviously say no, or else why do they say Chumra Dechametz? So, all the other Rishonim think that it's not a Davar Sheyesh Matirin. Not only that, but who clearly thinks it's not a Davar Sheyesh Matirin? Or, I shouldn't say that. Which Amora clearly ignored Davar Sheyesh Matirin? Rabbi Yochanan. How about Rabbi Yochanan? Even according to Ramban, Rabbi Yochanan says it's Batel. Didn't he know about the rule of Davar Sheyesh Matirin? So now Ramban will nidchak to say, what does Ramban nidchak to say? That Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with the rule of Davar Sheyesh Matirin. He's so convinced that coming to Davar Sheyesh Matirin that he says Rabbi Yochanan must hold. He also knows coming to Davar Sheyesh Matirin. He just disagrees with the whole principle of Davar Sheyesh Matirin Eino Batel, which is a chiddush because we never find in Shas anyone disagrees with Davar Sheyesh Matirin. So what's the old trick? You find one Tana who says Davar Sheyesh Matirin is not Batel. That proves that Chachamim disagree. Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Chachamim, right? Rabbi Shimon said Davar Sheyesh Matirin is not Batel somewhere. That proves the Chachamim disagree. Rabbi Yochanan holds like the fans of Chachamim. But that's a big chiddush. And shot in Rabbi Yochanan. But Ramban gets out of that and says, nope, I think even Rabbi Yochanan misses Davar Sheyesh Matirin. He just disagrees with the rule of Davar Sheyesh Matirin in a Batel. But clearly, the weight of Mefarshim here is on the side of it's not being Davar Sheyesh Matirin. Shani Rabbi Yochanan that it's not Davar Sheyesh Matirin. Don't invent that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with the rule of Davar Sheyesh Matirin. Shani Rabbi Yochanan that it's not a Davar Sheyesh Matirin, it's Batel. And what almost all Rishonim say in Rava also assumes it's not Davar Sheyesh Matirin. So, what are they arguing about? After all, why isn't it a Davar Sheyesh Matirin? Why isn't it a Davar Sheyesh Matirin? Why isn't Chametz a Davar Sheyesh Matirin? What? So, it's good. Who says it's going to be Usher next year. Whose shot is that? Who's he quoting? What? Yeah, Rabbeinu Chaim, the famous Rav Chaim, not our beloved Rav Chaim from 100 years ago. This is the famous Rav Chaim Cohen who says, what's the famous cooler Rav Chaim Cohen? Nothing to do with Pesachim? That you don't have to make Aliyah.
Oh.
Right? The famous Rav Chaim Cohen, the same Rav Chaim. He called him Rav Chaim Katz, I think, in the Mordechai. Katz, obviously, means Cohen. just like nowadays. So, Rav Chaim Cohen says, I only know four Pesachim. Right? Chozer, Le'isuro, L'shana Abba, he says, Chametz is not a Davar Sheyesh Matirin. What do you mean? It's going to be usher every Pesach forever. That's not Davar Sheyesh Matirin. That's not Davar Sheyesh Matirin. So, sorry. What would the Rambam, the Ramban, and the Ritva respond to this? What? Right? That's even an anomaly here. Right? It's still going to be mutter, you know, plenty of chance to eat it. So what's going on here? What's Rav Chaim Cohen thinking? Like, this is Davar Sheyesh Matirin, just wait a week and then eat it. Like, who cares what's going to happen, you know, 12 months later? So L'chor, what are they arguing about here? L'chor, they're arguing about the nature of Davar Sheyesh Matirin. Right? If you look at Davar Sheyesh Matirin from a practical perspective, then who's right? Then Pashut Rav Chaim Cohen's wrong, right? Like, they don't even bother to argue Rav Chaim Cohen. Because they're just like common sense. Right?
Yeah,
Who famously gives a practical perspective on Darvish's material? Rashi and Beitza, although plenty of other people do also, right? Rashi and Beitza says, right, we're all familiar with this from Yerodea, right? I saw the hands, we all know this from Yerodea. Rashi says that, what's the point of Darvish's material? Why rely on Bittel? Why rely on Bittel if you have another option? And here, clearly you have another option. Like, you have a whole year to eat it. I mean, why would you ever leave until next Pesach anyway? From a practical perspective, for sure Rashi's right. So what does that prove? That Reb Chaim Cohen obviously does not think Darvish Shishmatira is a practical limitation. He thinks it's a formal din. He thinks Darvish Shishmatira is a formal din only if there is a matir. And here, there's no matir because it always has Isser within it. Oh, why would you, what's the spur to look at Darvish Shishmatira from a formal perspective instead of practical? Sorry, yeah?
Just a question before that. Could this be probably also on the Ramban about Chametz being really Isser all year round?
Yes, okay, so hold that thought for a second. Absolutely, I think you're absolutely correct, or you're at least half correct. You're at least half correct. But what's the formal din? Like, what's the other way to understand Darvish Shishmatira? Right, this is a shot of the Ran, right? So, the Ran in the Zoran, what does the Ran in Zoran say? He says that Ruyuda holds Mimimimim and Batal, so the two things are the same, they don't have enough of a clash, they can't be Batal each other. So, even we agree that if two things, that the two things are the same physically. Two things are the same spiritually, then everyone knows that they're not possible because they clash with each other. We all remember this from Yerodea. And what he says when it comes to Darvish Shishmatirin, if one thing is mutter and the other thing is almost mutter, then they're so close to each other spiritually, they have almost the same identity. And in addition, they're the same min, so they have the same physical identity. So they're so close that there's no clash, no bittol. Because they're too similar to clash. That's a very fancy svar that Ron says in the Durim. He says it's basically another form of min b'mino lobato. Just this is a super min b'mino lobato. Min b'mino lobato means mutter oranges and usher oranges. That's not close to Tanaim, and everyone but Rashi Paskins, it is bato. But here, it's not mutter oranges and usher oranges. It's mutter oranges and almost mutter oranges. Or better yet, mutter bread and almost mutter bread. Right? Here's some material, it'll be mutter and wheat. So mutter bread and almost mutter bread is so close together that there's not enough of a clash, at least on a drop bottom level, and there's no bittel. In which case, maybe you could justify Reb Chaim Cohen and say, look, if this would be mutter forever like mukzah, it's going to be mutter forever after Shabbos, or nidarim, be mutter forever once you're shoel, or these other things, then that makes sense called Darvish Shishmatirin. But Chametz is not Darvish Shishmatirin, it's not almost mutter. It's never going to be mutter because it's always going to have this Isser inside it. Well, all the kinds of mukzah that are dealt with in the Gemaras are the ones that are only mukzah because they were like fell or were born that day, so it's okay. correct, the Nafkamina might be. What about mukzah that's just. Yeah, always mukta. But those are never the cases dealt with in the Gemara because it's just not as common as they would come up in such situations, so we're okay. The Rav had a different perspective on Darvish Shishmatirin. He had a formal perspective, but wanted to be a little closer to Rashi's. What did the Rav hold about Darvish Shishmatirin? He held something informal, but a little closer to Rashi. The Rav said, what's pshat? Says, pshat is that Bittel Barov is a way of paskining the Shaila, right? Is a way of being machria the halachic status. So what did the Rav held? It's not totally practical like Rashi. Don't rely on Bittel if you can get out of it from a practical perspective. What the Rav says it means is don't be machria with Bittel if you can be machria with the matir. But it's not a practical question of, like, don't use bittel if you can get out of it. It means, don't conceptually, intellectually, Don't pask in the shayla using achra bittel if you use achra of a matir. But in this case, he would still be a ruchayim coincide. On pates, on chametz, you haven't eliminated the shayla. You haven't eliminated the shayla by waiting until after Pesach. Say, don't be achri with bittel. After all, you can wait till after Pesach and be machriya with matir. No, because even after Pesach, the shayla is still around because it can come back next Pesach. Right, until you eat it, the shayla is still around. It hasn't been mukhra yet, so it's still going to be usher next Pesach and next Pesach and next Pesach, so you haven't resolved the shayla yet. So the rav is always formal. Don't formally use bittel to resolve the shayla. If you could formally use a matir to resolve the shayla, but that's only when the matir resolves the shayla. Chametz, the matir never resolves the shayla because it's going to be usher forever. Neil Gutenberg points out that this works very, very nicely if your chametz is the surah bala, not a terah bala. I mean, if you assume that chametz, it really stays chametz all year round. It's just that you're allowed to eat it all year round. But the status stays chametz all year round, then for sure, it's ain lo matir for a form of perspective. It's still going to be chametz. Yeah, it won't be Pesach anymore, but it'll still be chametz, and you'll still have to use bittel to free the shayla. Okay, we'll have to come back, Amir Sashem, next time. I hope everyone has the continued Makaros. And we'll pick up Amir Sashem on Thursday with the other factors.